Progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday, June 25th City Council meeting. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. You guys haven't done this one. Ken, I don't know if you've done it in a while. Why don't you lead?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very nice, Ken. Thank you. Now, the roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Tocher.
Here.
Soling is absent. Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Trulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. Thank you. Okay. I have no amendments to the agenda. I don't believe there are any presentations. Very nice. Okay. No public hearings. Are there any citizens who would like to comment on items on the agenda? Anyone want to comment on anything on the agenda? No. We have a consent agenda for $1,698,373.51 for bills. And we have PW 2447-2023 water main replacement contract B, balancing order change number 2, and PW 2024-48 Cornelius Road interceptor sewer balancing order change order number 3 on the consent agenda. I'm looking for a motion and a second, please.
So moved.
Second.
Cornelius, Koch, no discussion. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yeah.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. Next, we have appointments to boards and commissions. Oh, here's the list right here. We have Kelly Diedrich to the Park Board, Sash Domanovich to the Park Board, Domanovich. That's a Slavic name, Domanovich. Tara Schumacher to the Library Board, and Ruben Rodriguez to the Fire and Police Commission, and these are all re-ups of people serving us splendidly now. So I'm looking for a motion and a second on those, please.
So moved.
Second.
Transier and Cornelius, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very well, thank you. Next, we have the downtown grant planning contract with Lakota. And Bart, I think you're going to handle this to start out with, correct?
I will, yes. Do we want a motion first?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Transier. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. By Terulis? Okay, now, Bart, please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, so there's a memo in the packet along with the contract proposal from the Lakota Group. Scott is here from the Lakota Group and can introduce himself in a minute, give you a little bit of an overview of kind of the conversations that we've had related to the downtown planning grant and our efforts. And then ultimately, we've got a couple weeks here to get a plan done for the grant application before it's due on July 22nd. So the Lakota Group is the firm that we used for our 2016 comp plan, which won some statewide awards at the time. It was a successful effort, I think, on behalf of staff and the planning consultant, and is something that we've relied on now for several years to kind of chart our course through different developments. The contract itself is for just shy of $25,000, but there are some reimbursable expenses that could take it beyond $25,000, so we are asking for City Council approval. Additionally, we wanted to just make sure that everybody was on board with hiring a planning firm basically for assistance. They're going to help us plan out an actual layout of the FS property. They are going to help us create a budget and then create some illustrations, including potentially a rendering of a flyover and some aerials of the property that we can hopefully used to wow the grant reviewers at the DCEO when we submit the grant application to them. None of the components of the property have had any changes since I put the memo together about a month ago. You know, we envision it as an area where families and adults, depending on the hour, can go down there, hang out, do a bunch of different things related to recreational features or, you know, art, you know, installations, and picnic tables and food and beverage, and then basically have it be kind of a, you know, an auxiliary event space for the bars and restaurants that are down there, including potentially a stage long-term and some other things. So the contract itself only takes us through this grant application. So, you know, we're going to have to guess with your limited input tonight, and then on July 9th, you know, what we want to do for a budget and all those components. And kind of what we were thinking was, you know, probably a grant budget of between $3 and $4 million. So that's a $2 million grant and probably $2 million, $1 to $2 million of local expenditures, with the goal being that we're going to identify as many items that we already have within our budget, like East Alley Water Main relocation and other things, as our local match. So once we all agree on kind of the grant project components and budget for this, you know, limited application, you know, it would be my recommendation that we spend time after we submitted the grant, you know, visioning the property for a longer term use. And that would be ultimate build out, you know, having the discussion about what components we want down there, you know, if there's a, you know, more permanent stage, if there's more permanent installations and features, you know, spending more money, getting an idea of what those cost and, you know, really spending time vetting those issues. And all coming to an agreement such that next time we have a grant application in front of us, we've already had those conversations, we already know what we want, and it's as easy as filling out the grant form and sending it in versus trying to do, you know, all of our planning efforts now. Additionally, I would envision that that effort would have a pretty significant form of public engagement. You know, we need to ask the residents what they want in the downtown, but also all the business owners up and down there. Each of them are going to have different ideas for what they want to do with their own property. They might have limited capital, ability to, you know, kind of dedicate funds to their own development. And we just need to feel those things through and plan them out so that we've got something down there that really is a crown jewel for the community. So additionally, there is a branding component to this that we need some feedback on it initially. When Scott and Christy and I had walked the downtown property a few weeks ago, he had said, you know, towns that are doing this tend to stick a nice name on it, and it's usually something district or something else. And so Christy and I, we were sitting there, seeing that Hydraulic District was probably something that is unique to Yorkville. There isn't anybody else that's naming it like that. Kind of has like a, you know, an industrial modern feel to the name and the branding. And so we thought that that was an excellent idea. However, any name is possible here, and that's what we need your feedback on. The mayor in an email had thrown out Yorkville Station. I think that's a great idea too. You know, it kind of hits on it still being in the downtown and actually has Yorkville in the branding, whereas Hydraulic District doesn't. So we just need some feedback on that, feedback on the components in the program, and, you know, we've got kind of a shotgun effort here in the next 2 weeks to get this back in front of you on July 9th. So with that, I'll turn it over to Scott. He can kind of introduce himself and talk through some of the other projects he's done and what we need to do here in the next few weeks.
Thank you, Bart. Can everybody hear me? Is this on or
am I sure? Well, let's check it out here.
How about that? Better? No?
Maybe we're out of batteries.
There should be new batteries in there. There's new batteries.
It's on. And there are batteries in there. Let me.
I'll talk really loud. How's that? Can everybody?
That'll work.
As it's being safe, I just want to make sure I'm.
It's being recorded, yes. Do you want to sit in my chair?
No, I'm fine. There you go.
Oh, look at that, the technology.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Scott Ferris, President of Lakota Group. Thankful to be here this evening with you all. And I think Bart and Christy put it very pointedly, with a little bit of a shotgun effort to giddy up and get something together in the next couple of weeks. I want to just take a step back and as I met with Bart and Christy and looked at this site, you know, really the driver behind this is building community and building community space. That's why we do these things. That's why they're important. They're places for people to gather. They're the places for community to meet. And they're only successful when everybody participates in the game. And I'll talk about that in just a second, because we're working on four of these right now under construction for four different communities in the Chicagoland area and a couple out of state as well. some of them being funded by the same grant. And where the success in these lies is in the ability for people to gather, to find community, and to leverage this as an economic development tool, right? This is a tool to leverage businesses to reinvest in their properties, to be stronger, more beneficial, bring people to downtown, and ultimately develop and infill your downtown. That was kind of a vision as part of the comprehensive plan years ago. And then this is just a pathway to making that happen. So we see this as a great opportunity. We see this as a great site. We see this as an opportunity to leverage a brand, as we've talked about, in a lot of different ways. There's a river there. Got to make sure that the river is in the equation, because that's a special element that you have that a lot of communities don't have. The idea of developing a community space, a public space, a gathering space, is also only successful when you program it. And I say that because we can develop all the bells and whistles, and we're going to make some beautiful plans, no doubt. Those beautiful plans need to be tempered within your financial and fiscal means to make them happen. We don't want to develop plans that we can't achieve or get to. We want to develop plans that we can actually implement. So we need to tailor this vision to what's realistically achievable. We can start out small. We can aim for higher. That's what Bart was talking about. This first shot at the apple is about making it realistic that we can get there. And then there's another level beyond that, I think, that kind of follows this process in short order. But the most important thing is to program it. That means you got to use it. And you need to use it all year long. You need to think about how it can be used by the community passively and actively, just the pure enjoyment of being down there, the attraction of the local businesses, but then the festivals, the fairs, the music, the events throughout all different seasons throughout the year. And that's the one thing that we found in all the communities that we're working on is important, is programming the space. The decorations, bells and whistles are great, but it's only good when you get people down there to use it throughout the season. We were lucky enough last week to kick off the I would call it the three-quarter point of a major construction event similar to this in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Bourbonnais just developed a kind of a town center, a town square. They used part of this grant. They leveraged part of this grant against our dear Chicago Bears, who left them. And when the Chicago Bears left Bourbonnais in their training camp, they said, you know, we want to do something to help the community out. And we used that leverage to help get state DCEO grants to help build this great space that they are developing right now. Band shell, bathrooms, splash pad, community park, open space for gathering events and what have you. And that also sparked a lot of the local businesses to start plugging in some dollars and expand themselves in order to take advantage of this. We just broke ground about 2 weeks ago in downtown Tinley Park at Harmony Square. Same exact program, same exact idea. Energize a downtown that has kind of drifted off over the years, and how can we rebuild that? We are almost at the completion of Antioch, Illinois, doing the exact same thing. And I mentioned these not to say everybody else's, but to really say what a great tool to get people together. There's nothing you can find that's wrong with having this. It's only as good as you're able to achieve it. And so we talk about doing this planning process, and it will be a hurry up offense to get us going. We need to get back to you. Mitch's laughing. We need to get back to you in a couple weeks with a plan. And from that plan, we developed these 3D images that help convey the idea and the feel and the character. Those are so essential. In addition to that, we need to put budget numbers to these things, realistic budget numbers. It's not just burying the waterline, but it's all those other bells and whistles that go with it, and find a kind of a sweet spot of where we want to be, so that when you put that grant in, you're not shooting for the moon. The people that look at it say, hey, they can get to this. That's what they're going to fund. They're going to fund people who have a realistically achievable solution. So we're really excited about that. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. We've got a lot of great stories to share with you. There is a kind of a second part to this. God willing, you get that grant that's in there, to think about what you really want this to be. Develop a little bit further, and then think about those edges. We talked about it when we were out at the site. It isn't just the parking lot and the site. We got to address parking. We got to address our businesses, their back doors, their servicing, their views. All that stuff has to come into the mix. But ultimately, we want to think about how the rest of the downtown can take shape. I know you've got some other parcels that are of interest to you. The parking lot across the street, the lumber mill that's over there. A lot of bigger, longer-term discussions I know that we will have at some point in time. But right now, we're focused, we're ready to go, and we're thankful for the opportunity to work with you. So I'm here for any questions you might have.
Questions?
What are some ideas of the reimburse expenses that aren't showed under the 24-9 number that might come up? I'm kind of curious what those are.
It's kind of open-ended. Like within your contract, copying costs?
They're prints and plots and all those kind of things that come along with developing a booklet or a packet or whatever has to go to the state. Usually those are the costs. Some of it used to be, and we don't even really do this anymore, mileage when we came to meetings and stuff like that. This is kind of a, again, back to the hurry-up offense. We may never even dip into it, but we automatically put that in all of our contracts.
I was going to say, that should be in your budget number that you're showing us. That's why I'm surprised.
Yeah, we've always just separated out because we never get to it. And we try to itemize it because some people want to see it itemized. We're happy to retool it if that's a better way of presenting it to you. That's at your pleasure.
Other questions or comments? Chris?
Mine was on that issue right there. The motion is for a fixed rate of $24,925, but the contract is actually $24,200 fixed fee. Plus the 3% for the expenses. So contract versus the motion. So I know there's like, you know, a little bit of room. There's, you know, almost $1,000 or, you know, in there for expenses. Do we practically think that it's going to go over the $25,000?
I mean, yeah, it might. I mean, Kathy, do you think that we need to amend the motion to, you know,
we say plus reimbursable expenses. The importance is that you understand the reimbursable expenses would be cost of operation. So I don't think there's a need to, especially, we don't need to amend the motion because especially there's a discussion here tonight with your question.
Okay. I just want to make sure because with it stating fixed rate of 24,925,
yeah. That's but then it the says cap. Plus.
It's professional fees are a certain itemized number versus these reimbursables, which fluctuate. So we can do it any way you want. It's negligible to us in the bigger scheme. We've got about 4 weeks of work we got to bang out no matter what for $24,000 some hundred.
Dan?
I just want to know your success in the past in helping communities obtain these grants.
I would say on a percentage basis, probably about 30%. And I'd say 30% is pretty successful in the real marketplace. That's 3 out of 10. But it isn't just us. It's they're not looking at me and they're not looking at their plan. They're looking at your community. They're looking at the economic conditions of your community. They're looking at your leadership structure in each of these communities. They're looking at all of you and going, is there the bandwidth there to push this over the goal line and make it happen? If you don't have that, you're out. I'll be really frank with you. That's how they look at it. And I've sat on some of these economic development initiatives where they're rolling out money at foundations, and they're really looking at the leadership structure to move this forward for the intended purpose, which is really, that's why I stated economic development 101. It's about bringing business to town. It's about supporting the businesses you have. It's about developing a future business model and bringing folks down there to an active, vibrant downtown. And if you hit those bells and whistles, you're going to rise to the top. It's not the pretty, trust me, it's not just the pretty picture. Everybody has a pretty picture. It's a little bit more than that. It's a little deeper than that. And we do, we will support you guys on narrative that we write a lot of these grants for people.
Okay.
I know when it comes to, this has been stagnant for 20 years. And we showed last meeting that we were supporting that by doing this. So to begin with, buy the property. So. That's just something that, right off the bat, I think of that. Who knows how long this would have sat like this?
Other questions or comments? None? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Present.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, appreciate it. We're excited. Christy and Bart spoke very highly of you, so we appreciate it. Oh, thank you. We're excited. We're real excited. Okay, thank you all very much. I guess I didn't report on the mayor's report. Tim, did you make it down last weekend at all?
I
No, that's actually more of a private event, but I know the city supports the summer solstice. I had relatives in from out of town, so I didn't make it either. Did anyone here get down there? Chris, were you down there at all?
I wasn't here.
No, it was hot, so. And Tim, we got the 4th of July parade next week, correct?
Yes, I can talk about now.
Oh, you can talk about it later. That's fine. We'll talk about that later then. That's right. You have an item on the agenda here later. Or not an item, but a spot. Okay, well then I guess we'll turn over to, is it Mr. Koch for Public Works?
Yep. Yeah, four items. First item has two parts, so I imagine we have to do A and B.
Separate motions. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, item one, PW 2024-49, Public Works Equipment and Truck Purchase. A resolution authorizing the purchase of a trackless tractor from EJ Equipment Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $238,038.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Pulcher, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Pulcher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 1D, resolution authorizing the purchase of a Ford F-350 truck from Hagerty Ford in the amount not to exceed $56,241.
Is there a second?
Second.
Pulcher, any discussion? Roll call.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yeah.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Pulcher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, item 2, PW 2024-50, resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District.
Your second.
Second.
I believe I heard Transier, was it?
Transier first.
Yep. Beat you there, Mr. Pulcher. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Pulcher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you.
Item 3, PW 2024-51, Lake Michigan South Receiving Station Design Engineering Agreement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Terulis, thank you. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, item 4, PW 2024-52, Lake Michigan North Receiving Station Design Engineering Agreement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Transier, any discussion? Roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Koch?
No. I just would, I know we had some discussion on the last two items there, the water. These don't include the towers, just so everyone knows. I know Bart was going to maybe briefly explain that, right? Or
yep, I'll turn that over to Eric or Brad, if I could.
Yeah, these contracts are just for the receiving stations. At the July Public Works Committee meeting, we'll have the design contracts for the tank projects as well. So those are both moving forward as quickly as possible to try to meet some of the deadlines.
The tank projects, to follow up on that, the tank projects were part of the DWC estimate, though, whenever we look at numbers, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, that was all part of the overall project. And separate contractors will bid these types of projects, so another reason.
Excellent. Any other questions, comments? Thank you, Mr. Koch. EDC, anything?
No.
Public safety, anything?
Nope.
Admin, anything?
No report.
Park board, Mr. Evans.
Three items, Mr. Mayor. So, two of them are on this Thursday. We have our WGN takeover on Thursday. We have various speakers that will be on the radio four or five times throughout the day. So if you listen to WGN radio, that would be fantastic. We also are expecting to have a video released on Thursday as well as ours. Thursday night, we have our first movie, Under the Stars. This is a partnership with the Village of Oswego, and we're doing it over at the Venue 101 to location. And then lastly, obviously, as the mayor talked about, next Thursday is the 4th of July. Parade starts at 9 a.m. We'll have a city council float in the parade with the town square activities and fireworks at night right here on the countryside.
And one of our best, bless you, fireworks shows ever.
It will be the best ever.
Excellent. Bless you. Thank you all for your support on that. Anything else, Mr. Evans?
No, Mr. Mayor.
What time's kickoff? Or drop ball, whatever they call it, 8 o'clock?
Oh, yes, 8 o'clock.
Hey, Dan, how'd your night go last night? You on the winning side or the short side?
I liked Edmonton, but they just couldn't pull it out.
Huh? Couldn't get that last one in.
They could not. They had their shot. Someday, a team from Canada is going to win the Stanley Cup again. But Gary Bettman will no longer be commissioner of the NHL. It's going to happen.
Your northern roots are shown there. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, anything?
No report.
Okay. City Council report, anyone?
No report.
City Clerk report?
No report.
Community and Liaison reports? None there. Anything there? Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report continued. So, last night, I found out today the school district voted to enter into a contract to purchase new property, 100 and whatever, 7 acres. I know it's something we talked about. So, Tim, thank you, and Scott Sleaser for helping out with that. So exciting. They're going to be able to build some new buildings, and they have to go through their due diligence process. It was too bad no one from the press was there to report on that last night, so I figured I'd report here, thinking there might be somebody from the press here who would take interest in the fact that one of the fastest-growing school districts in the state found a new piece of property. So thank you all for your support on that. Building updates, anything?
Nothing further.
Water update, anything?
No.
I have no additional business. Before I get to citizen comments, executive session, we will not have one. The item that was discussed last meeting, we're close. Bart feels like we're getting to the finish line, but we're not quite there, so hopefully next meeting. But we're making some progress. Okay, are there any citizens who'd like to comment on anything tonight? Okay, no. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. By who it was, Coke. Okay, all in favor?
Yes.
Okay, aye. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Take care. Good night.
You too. Thank you, Manny.